Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, my people, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Ojozi. I did tell you last week, for those of you who were tuning into the show, that there's going to be an additional special additional special part of the show, and I've got a guest in the building, special guest in the building, who I'm going to be bringing up in a moment, and we're going to be going into the whole new moon. We're going to be doing full moons. It's hopefully it's going to be like a regular feature. No, it is going to be a regular feature. I'm not saying hopefully, it is going to be a regular feature. So yeah, it's going to be great. Listen, I'm really excited about this. Remember, I did tell you guys, right, for those of you, especially single people, looking for relationships, that is a lot. Unfortunately, I'm taken. But nevertheless, I'm going to hook you guys up, okay? I'm going to provide a platform. Yeah, they say when the student is ready, the teacher shall appear. Meaning that, you know, when we're looking for things in life, sometimes, you know, we might be, you know, we all stumble. We're going through the maze of life, as so to speak. And then, you know, bang, suddenly it appears. Everything is all about timing, which is why the basis of this show, of course, the Lunar Lounge, is astrological orientated. So it's all about understanding about the cycles, because everything is a cycle, okay? And everybody has their day, just like how we have the seasons. So we're going to be getting all into that. So I'm going to be bringing a special guest here up on the stage, and we're going to be going into it. People, make sure you've got your pen and... Well, do you guys use pen and paper these days? Nobody uses pen and paper these days, do you? It's all apps now, isn't it? And it's all notes and all this kind of stuff. And you're pressing buttons. We're in Minority Report. This is what it's all about. But... it is what it is. Anywho, listen, without further ado, I'm going to bring on this beautiful spirit onto the platform, and we're going to enter a dialogue. So make sure you are listening with great attention. And here she is, Lissy. Welcome to the building. Oh, yeah. Round of applause, everybody.
I'll applause myself.
Bravo. So how are you doing? Welcome.
I'm really good, thank you. That was such a wonderful welcome. It was so warm. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, great to have you here. Just for the people, again, my followers, listeners, whoever who's, again, tuning in here, what is again, as you can see at the bottom, you see the cosmic universe. So tell us a little bit about, like, cosmic universe, what it entails, and so for the listeners, especially for you single people, listen.
So cosmic universe is it's a universe. We've got plenty of things going on. So at the core of what we do, we have the Cosmic Fusion app, which, Israel, you and I have been talking about in depth.
Yeah, certainly. I've got mine, man.
Yeah. You don't have to be single for the Cosmic Fusion app, which is the fun bit.
I've got my Cosmic. That's me right there.
I love it. So we are blending Chinese and Western astrology to be able to give you a little bit of a closer capture of everything that, you know, from your birth charts to your lunar cycles and what that will mean for you specifically, which again we were just talking about. And Cosmic Fusion, the app, has also a tarot function within it and all sorts.
I noticed, I was so happy when I saw that. I think, you know, and for the people listening, I mean, you can, once you sign up, you know, it's got the tarot, so you can pull out a tarot card for the day. You can pull out a 3 tarot card. It's like, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
There's lots of fun functions. There's a dream meanings function as well. So if you've woken up after having a bit of a jazzy dream, you can ask the cosmic universe what that means. And actually, it's been really fascinating when I've woken up and thought, oh my goodness, what did that mean?
Well, right.
There's lots of fun ways to interact with the app. And also to use it with your friends and your family. We have a really fun function within it that everyone is loving, the match function. So you can also see how compatible you'd be with celebrities as well as like your friends and your family as well. Always a little bit humbling when, you know, you do it with your partner and you think, oh my goodness, I'm not as compatible as I thought of. however, that being said, it does enable you to have a bit of a deep dive into that person, and it does spark some interesting conversations for sure. You know, something that you with myself and my partner, it flagged up that it says, oh well, you know, you're quite an adventurous person. And I said to my partner, I said, it says that you're an adventurous person. He was like, oh, I suppose I am quite adventurous. It's quite handy for writing a CV, I think, as well, because maybe it's highlighting things that you So the Cosmic Fusion app is fantastic. It's I could talk about it for hours, and in fact I do, anyone that will listen. And then within the Cosmic Universe we have our Love at First Sign events.
And
within these events they are singles mixers. They are for helping singles meet. They are in person, which is the big thing.
So that's good.
Yeah, so we're asking you to ditch apps like Tinder, Bumble, all those ones where people are just swiping. We're asking you to connect on a real basis.
Exactly.
Using the Cosmic Fusion app as your zodiac sidekick. So, you know, there is the element of having the app. However, there is the benefit to it is you can also be unplugged at the event if you would like to.
Right, yes.
You can use the app to help it build, you know, connections with people at the event. And then if you want to, you can put your phone away and enjoy the in-person feeling. However, what we are loving is the fact that people that maybe aren't normally astrologically minded or as cosmic-y as some of us are still coming to these events, are enjoying the concept and loving the match function, loving the deep dive and coming away and going, oh, there was a bit of like sense in that, you know? Because everyone's a little bit cosmic. We've just got to pull it out.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And I love this concept. I'm not just saying this because I'm interviewing you, I'm not interviewing you, you're on my show, but you know, we're both sharing the platform. But I really love this concept because the idea of mind, body, spirit kind of comes in. And this is like, because I mean, over the last especially since COVID, online dating, I know online dating has been a thing for, you know, quite a few years now. And there has been I don't know if you want to say maybe a danger, but there's been a concern that maybe people are, you know, it's more detached in a sense. And I love the idea that you're doing, you know, the sessions where people can get to meet physically. So it's not just the app, but the app opens also another, another avenue, another way where people can understand themselves astrologically or cosmologically, and understand, you know, because that's the thing about astrology, or the beauty about astrology, it shows us about you know, hidden parts of ourselves sometimes that we don't sometimes recognize within ourselves. So like you were saying with your partner, you said, oh, you're adventurous, and it's like, oh yeah, maybe I am, you know. So sometimes it's there, but it's just a little bit dormant, you know. And depending whether we're extroverts or introverts as well can play a major part also as well. So I really love this, the fact that, you know, the Cosmic Universe, Cosmic Fusion app is really allowing people to connect, not only just on the app, but also you guys arrange these events where people can meet physically as well. So it, for me, that's mind, body, spirit all coming together. So that's absolutely amazing. So yeah, no, great, great stuff.
Where we're seeing people explore themselves a little bit more.
Exactly.
I, you know, the thing is that you've only got to go on Netflix and there's Tinder Swindler and all of, you know, all those spin-offs.
Right, exactly.
It's scary now. And also I think people are wanting to meet in person. You know, they're people are working from home. They are hybrid working. They're not having that connection in person so much, which our events allow you to do. However, people like to have something to help them, I think, as well.
Right, which is
what our app's allowing you to do. And we're kind of coming at it from a really fun angle, which people are enjoying. And like, you know, like we said, it's the astrology side of things. I think a lot of people think, if they're not into it, they think, oh gosh, it's all like, you know, gongs and people charging around in caftans and whatever.
What
it actually is people that are kind of they're wanting to understand why they are wired the way that they are now, and why, you know, you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, the eclipse has had me in a chokehold, but I understand that because I understand astrology, whereas, you know, someone else might say, oh gosh, I'm having like a really
I know why.
Now starting to understand
the beauty of astrology.
It's fun and it's cool to see it work in the events. It's cool for people to be making connections
or
more than just like the standard, oh, hi, what do you do for a living? You know, what's your favorite color? The weather, you know, all those sorts of things.
Exactly.
They're able to have a fun conversation, and when they, you know, use the match function on the app. They then go, okay, you know, we use the example of adventurous. It says here that you're adventurous, and someone will go, oh yeah, I suppose I am. I went and did a ski season with 2 weeks notice. And
blah, blah, blah.
And you're suddenly talking about something that you would never normally have
talked. Exactly. That's the bit that's getting me, that it's really opening up a dialogue, which I think is a lot of things that, again, which a lot of these apps, it's just swiping. I like, it's just based on just physical, you know, appearance. Like, you know, it's like, oh, she looks good, he looks good, he's, you know, that kind of thing. And we're getting more and more, and that's the detachment, which a lot of people have been concerned about or talking about, or perhaps maybe on some level even fearing. And I just love this idea that this app now allows you to engage in a meaningful spiritual dialogue, you know, because you get to know all about the other. And I would also even say a sense of even understanding and compassion can actually come in, because you kind of know, like, okay, this person's maybe very sensitive, or you know that kind of thing. So it gives you another approach in terms of understanding where the person who you're connecting with, you know, where, you know, how to perhaps maybe approach it or have a better understanding of who it is that you're speaking with. So that's absolutely brilliant.
People are having different conversations, you know, like my when someone matches with me, I know that it says that my red flag is that I work too hard and I like working. I like what I do. I love working. Like, that's my thing. I've always loved to be the hardest worker in the room. Like, you know, and it's one of those things. I never saw it as like a potential red flag, but there are some people that aren't wired that way. They're very I go to work, I leave work at 5. I am unfortunately not that kind of human. Those sorts of things are really important to people, because myself and my partner are very career driven, so it's great. We complement each other in that sense.
Right.
However, like when I think about it, dating people in the past, they were very much like, why are you working? That's so weird, you know. And that yeah. caused some friction in relationships. Being able to have those conversations really quick, like, and in a very lighthearted way, because you're at an event, you're at a singles event, you know, it doesn't feel like you're drilling into someone having an interview. I've hosted singles events, and you know, previously before coming on board, where literally there were people that would turn up to events with like 5 questions laminated, and like they were like, "These are my 5 questions." Ask, and you sort of say like, "Oh my gosh, like okay, like,
all right, yeah, exactly."
again, I mean, absolutely admire it. I love the organisation.
No, it's wonderful.
These are my make or breaks. However, also this is, we're coming at it from a different angle, because we're asking you to explore yourself, explore you know, other people in a fun setting, and with that we're seeing people also connect as friends, you know, they're having those conversations. And we had somebody that got like a 95% compatibility score, and it was just two women, like, you know, they were at a straight event, but they connected. They found, when they got chatting, because obviously they were like 95% compatibility, surely we must be best friends.
Right, exactly.
And they had these wild things in their lives where, like, they lived in the same part of London in the same period of
time
and never met each other. They both had, like, these, like, mad sliding door moments where they just never met each other. And they're like, these two women, they followed each other on Facebook. They took each other's numbers. They were going out. They were going to go out for lunch, because at these events, they were like, oh my God, I found like a friend.
Exactly. Yes.
So it's fascinating. We've kind of like opened up Pandora's box a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Because, and you know, the thing is the women actually said, when they found the 95% and they were chatting and all of that, they said, like, coming to this event, we never would have approached each other to talk, to like chat to each other, because we'd come to try and find like the love of our life. Yes. We hadn't realized that we'd come and we'd also find someone that would end up being like our best friend, because we wildly match in so many different ways. So it's really cool, because like we're feeling like we're playing Cupid, but also being like a friend Cupid.
Exactly. And I think that, again, this is why I feel this app is really amazing, because it's not only, of course, and for many of you who are listening to this, of course, you're single and you're looking for love. It's an amazing platform for you to, you know, to be able to enhance that particular area of your life. But not only that, friendships as well, because I feel friendship is also a very important thing. I mean, my father always used to say, you know, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are, you know. So having friends in life is very, very important. And some people out there, and I'm not just suggesting any of you who are listening to this show don't have no friends, but we could, you know, maybe another extra friend here or there, who knows? You know, and making that connection also on a friendship level also as well. Who knows? Maybe business might come out of it. Maybe other avenues through your networking could also come out of it. So this is actually an amazing, is amazing. Now, with your events, however, because a lot of people who listen to this, they're all over the world, and I know that you, of course, are doing events over in here in the UK, but people may be asking, are you coming to our town? There's people in Switzerland, France, Dubai, US, all over, Nigeria, you know, Africa. And they want to know, well, what about us? You're having all these events in UK and I can't, you know, just buy a plane ticket and come over there. What is there for us?
So we are coming. We're coming.
You're coming.
No, the plan is actually 2026. Watch this space.
Okay. We are very
seriously looking at places like Dubai and the US. We've got a huge following in those parts.
That's wonderful.
For us, we will go where you ask us to be. So contact us. Get us on Instagram. Tell us where you are. Tell us what you want. We're really big on, you know, we want to be where you want us, right? You know,
exactly. And
we've found with the UK has been a great example.
Right.
Places that you would have expected to be a bit more cosmic than others,
right,
have not. Like it's shocked us, the places that have blown up. Like the Scottish love the cosmic world.
Right. Wow.
which shocked me. Guys, I will be honest.
Big up to the Scots.
Absolutely. Like, they are more than kilts and haggis up there.
Yeah.
Tuning in to their, like, they are having a great time. And it's been really great to see. So we are always listening. You know, you tell us where you are and we'll follow. Because at the end of the day, everybody deserves to find a connection, whether it be single, whether it be friends, you know. And I also think in the astrological world, it's always fun to have friends that are as in tune with it.
Yes, definitely.
Always fun to have a friend to talk about, you know, and to talk to things. You know, I always like send links for things. I'm like, oh, our favorite crystal vendor's got a sale, you know, and I've got so it's always lovely to have astrological connections.
Yeah, most definitely. People, you are listening to live. Lissy is here with me from Cosmic Universe. Go and download the app again, whether it's iOS, whether it's Android. If you just go to your app store and put in Cosmic Fusion, you'll be able to download it. It's got so many features on there. I'm still like, oh my God, what's this really? You know, it's Western astrology, Chinese astrology. It's got tarot on there. It is got dream meanings, everything. You can, you know, daily transits. I'll be honest with you, it's not expensive. I mean, you spend more money in a coffee shop. Trust me. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, I've just signed up like, you know, for the year. Hey man, it's like, come on. It's a no-brainer. And you know, like she says, it's not just again about that detached swiping, it's also about meeting people also on that physical level also as well, but also understanding yourself and you know, understanding that, you know, because we all have somewhat of a shadow side, and sometimes we have a side that we're not necessarily we're not so aware of it, so to speak. It's a little, you know, it's like what Carl Jung, you know, labeled like the unconscious part, and we all have that to some degree, and this app can allow you to kind of understand your chart much better and much more, you know, you become much more whole, you become much more holistic, and then it could shed light also as well as to perhaps maybe why certain situations for those of you who are single, not to say that being single is bad, because some of you may be single by choice and that's absolutely fine, but many of you will be looking for love and looking for partnership and relationships, and what is the reason why. And you know, a lot of it is because sometimes there's just certain things that you're not aware of, and sometimes it's just the little things, you know, you just feel like, oh, it's just a little adjustment maybe that you have to make, and bang, that's it. You know, it's the, Lissy was, you mentioned earlier on about the sliding doors, and sometimes that sliding door is, it's just, sometimes it's that split second, it's just the timing, it's just the, you know, so these are the kind of things which this app really enhances your life and allow you to, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm speechless. This is revolutionary here, people. Yeah, we've got revolution. Listen, don't worry about Elon Musk, mate. This is the future.
It will change your life.
It will change your life. This is the future, people. So get on it. Cosmic Fusion. Just go to your app store, put in Cosmic Fusion, download it. And like I said, it's really, really affordable, realistically. So you really want to get on that. So for 2026, so you're looking to, again, branch out. You're going, of course, well, you're already international, aren't you? Let's face it. But there is going to be so many. I'm wondering, again, not for... I'm just wondering, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe there could be like if you could do like a global link up kind of thing where everybody from different places, I don't know, I'm just putting it out there. My mind's just going a bit, but running away with my imagination, but I'm just kind of picturing that maybe like, so there could be like a global event, but maybe kind of online, but everybody, you know, and maybe through the app, everybody connects, and then you can connect with people because people do find love in like abroad or in various countries or through travel. You know, that does happen quite a lot. I mean, the world has become such a smaller place now. We can travel and get on planes and be in places in a couple of hours and be in other countries and destinations. So I feel this app is, again, revolutionary in the sense that it's bringing everybody closer together, is connecting, and everybody will get to find their, as opposed to just swiping, he looks good, she looks good. We get to understand the app allows you to connect on a spiritual, mental, emotional, psychological, and physical level. It doesn't get better than that.
No. I feel like, you know, I should give you like a little sandwich board. Like,
oh, no.
Like,
walking around. I'm doing it.
That's amazing.
So, no, wonderful. Well, we've got a new moon coming up. Mm. And it's going to be on the 21st of September. It's also an eclipse as well. So it's quite we have new moons and full moons every month, but they're not always eclipses. Thank God for that. But this one is an eclipse, and it's going to be in the sign of Virgo, as you can all see there at the bottom. It says there, cosmic universe, and a new moon eclipse in Virgo. So a new moon is a time when the sun and moon meet together in the same sign. And a full moon is when the moon is opposite the sun, so it gets the sunlight, hence we see the full moon. And these are very pivotal times of the month. Everything is cyclical, as we say. But the new moon presents, it's exactly what it says on the tin. It's a new moon, it's a new month, a new lunar month. So with something that is new, like we have a new year every year, and we say Happy New Year, and very often what happens in the new year, it's already even on record, new year, people tend to start new jobs around that time. They're looking for new vocations, for the people who are single, start to embark on a new, you know, start to, you know, search for a new relationship. People start a new diet, you know, want to lose weight. Partially because obviously the festive season, they might have put on a few pounds anyway. But it is kind of like there is something about when it's a new, whether it's a new day or, you know, we like to start new things. It's, that's what it's about. So a new month gives us or presents us a time when we can start something new in our life. And I just wanted to bring up the chart. I know for many of you, you may not necessarily understand how the chart is. I might as well be speaking Chinese, but here is the chart, and we can see here is that new moon right there. So that's it there. That's the sun and moon right there. It's going to be in Virgo, and we've got what's known as the nodes. That is the south node here alongside it, which allows us to understand that it's an eclipse. And we've got everything there, all in the sign of Virgo at that very, very last degree. I think that's also quite interesting because in astrology, we have what's known as the anaretic degrees. 0 degrees of a sign is known as 1 and 29 degrees. So the 0 degrees represents something new, something undeveloped, something fresh. It's almost like if you travel to a new country for the first time, and you're at the airport, you're a newbie, you don't really know what's going on, you don't know how you're going to navigate yourself, kind of thing. Whereas the last degree, the 29 degree, is always associated with a sense of urgency. So it's a little bit like maybe you've gone on holiday or you've gone to another country, and then it's that last day when you're getting ready to pack and you've got to get ready to go to the airport and maybe can't miss your flight, kind of thing. So there's a sense of urgency with the last degree. So I think that's quite interesting also as well. And it's going to be in the sign of Virgo, which is ruled by Mercury. And Mercury, interestingly, is in the sign of Libra. Now, that's quite interesting because Libra is the zodiac sign of relationships. Right, it's ruled by the planet Venus, and it's the sign of relationship. But not only that, the planet which rules Libra is Venus, and Venus is in Virgo. Now, in astrology, this is known as a mutual reception. So this new moon coming up here, we've got a mutual reception. What is a mutual reception? A mutual reception is when two planets are in each other's signs. So we've got Venus, which rules, which is in Virgo, which is ruled by Mercury. And when we look at where Mercury is in Libra, which is ruled by Venus. So they're on each other's sign. So what tends to happen is when two planets are in mutual receptions, it's almost like, could you picture like you and your best friend, you staying at your best friend's house and your best friend staying at your house? That's how it's kind of is. So, of course, you're going to look after each other's house, right? Because you're in your best friend's house. You're going to feel at home, but you're going to also look after each other's property also as well. So it's quite good. It's like there's like a mutual agreement there between the two. So that's quite interesting also as well with this new moon as well. I think it really adds a lot of dimension to it. Now, there is an opposition to Saturn with this new moon. So, okay, Saturn's known for being a little bit heavy. You know, Saturn's there in Pisces. So Saturn's known for being a little bit heavy and dutiful. With Saturn, it's all about, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and making sure you're getting everything right. Right? He's the strict master, the strict teacher. So, yeah, we have got a bit of, we've got to be very cautious with this new moon. However, it is a time where we are going to be planting something new. So, Lissy, is there any advice maybe that you could share or tell the people what maybe we could do? It could be something, an action. It could be a ritual. For many of you, sometimes you do rituals. I'm always talking about crystals and oils and things of that nature that you can utilize. During that time, is there any kind of thing you want to throw in there with this new moon? It's going to have a bit of a kick to it. It's an eclipse. What do you say?
I have been reading up about this, and for me, I will be making sure that it's a chance for something new, right?
Right.
And
yes.
With that, you're always asked to trust yourself, you know?
Right.
And I think that's really important. So for me, all of the intentions and everything that I've sort of put out there over this period, I'm now claiming it. I'm going to claim it. It's mine. Something new. We've got this coming. So in whatever way you're doing that, whether you are going to put yourself out there to find the love of your life or go and do something you haven't done before, you know, if you've got a big project coming up at work, you're going to claim it. Yes, this is going to be good. And I think that's really important with this. Eclipse power can be a bit tricky, so you have to sort of tend to be a bit tentative. There may have been things that have been feeling a little bit uncomfortable of recent. You know, I said to you, it's had me in a bit of a chokehold, but I understand that nothing changes if nothing changes, right? So, and I know that feeling, that unease and things like that, that's normally because something's about to change. And I know that as we go into this new moon, we're claiming all of these uneasy feelings are coming to something good. Which is what my interpretation of it always is.
Most definitely. No, that's actually wonderful. And just like I was saying, I think this can be, because it's in the sign of Virgo, and Virgo's a zodiac sign that is very attention to detail. It's known for being neat and tidy and a sense of organization and things of that nature. And I feel, for us, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, this is also a time of the year of the harvest, so to speak, as well. So Virgo is the zodiac sign which is, you know, incorporated. It's connected with the harvest season, right? So there's something about the harvest that is like, we're clearing the old. Because in a few days' time, we're going to be also entering the autumn equinox period as well. So a new season also as well. So I think it for us, and it's for any of you guys who are single out there, this is actually a great time to perhaps now, Virgo is a zodiac sign separating the wheat from the chaff. You know, when farmers collect their crops, the first thing they do is they separate the wheat from the chaff. What the good crops from the bad crops? Which are the good ones? Which are the ones that are functioning? Virgo is about what's functionable, right? So what you want to be doing with this new moon, perhaps, is try to weed out the certain things. And especially for those of you who are single or looking for that new relationship, perhaps try to just look at areas of your life that need tidying up, basically, right? We all need a little bit of tidy up. That's fine. And sometimes just tidying up can be a number of things. I mean, we can think, obviously, in a logical, rational manner of tidying up. Okay, tidying up the house and making sure, okay, that's one. And for some people, maybe that is it. But it can also be just be, you know, tidying up your image or, looking at ways of how you speak to people or how you approach, how do you engage in relationships and things of that nature. We have to also remember that Virgo is ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication, which is a huge thing. And again, Cosmic Fusion app allows you to kind of understand and create ways how you can communicate with people who you, you know, you connect with. So these are the things that I feel like this new moon, and it's an eclipse also as well, so it packs a bit of a punch behind it too. It's not a total eclipse, but nevertheless, it's an eclipse nevertheless. But it allows you to perhaps maybe just weed out the stuff. You know, what are the approaches perhaps maybe you've been doing in the past that perhaps maybe haven't been working? Maybe they need to be just re-looked at, readjusted in some kind of way. So we all need to tidy up something in our lives. And I feel by tidying up something, it can allow that new energy, you know, because the moment we have that new moon, the moon is going to start to wax, which means it's starting to grow. And it will take our intentions and whatever we plant in and around that time, and it's going to take it, and it's going to grow with it. And then the next season, which we're coming into, which is really appropriate for this, number one, for this app, and for this meetup with Lissy, is that we're going to be moving into the zodiac sign of Libra, right? Now, listen, me and Lissy are going to hit you hard in the Libra season. So listen, just stay tuned, because we're going to be in the zodiac sign ruled by Venus. So it's all about relationships, baby. Yeah. So we're going to be having new moons and full moons happening in that month too. So hold your horses. This is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface right here. But essentially, this is a great chance to sort of like renew yourself in some kind of way, you know, kind of get rid of this, you know, again, separating the wheat from the chaff, what's no longer working, things that have been holding you back. Some of us sometimes, you know, sometimes we're caught up with past relationships, maybe our exes, and we haven't let go yet. So this can maybe be a time where we have to say, okay, goodbye. You know, we say goodbye, just as we're saying goodbye to the summer season for us in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, goodbye to that. So maybe there are certain things, certain emotions, and I know it's not easy, but sometimes we have to let go of those things. We have to grieve it and let go of it, and so that we can move on with our lives. And cosmic fusion is your way. Listen, go get the app ASAP. And it's great. Is there anything else you wanted to add? You wanted to say about upcoming events that, you know, Cosmic Universe is doing, and what to watch out for? I know you're going to be coming back to the show. I'm gonna be dragging her on the show like on that. So like, come here.
I love it.
Gonna be dragging her, you know. Like, yeah. Don't want her partner say, "Why are you dragging my partner?" But there's like, but yeah, I'm gonna be dragging. So she's gonna be here. So we're gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be a regular thing. So yeah, people stay tuned here at the Lunar Lounge. So is there anything like up and coming that where people can you know, be looking up, you know, forward to? And
So we've got lots of singles mixes up and down the UK.
Right, okay.
What to do is head to www.loveatfirstsign.co.uk, and you can see all of the events that we've got upcoming. There also is a little link in the app if you just want to click on that, and you can go straight through to the events that we have. We've also got some Harvest Moon.
On the app as well?
Yeah, it's within the app.
Okay, cool.
You can still find them. There's some really cool functions within there. So, you know.
I love this. There's a function here called Ask. People, there's a function here called Ask. And you press it, right? And you can ask anything. Oh, my God.
Listen. And you can fully, when I say ask anything, you know, I've asked it some wildly unhinged things, and it's come back with pretty sensible answers. All things
that's right.
it's a really cool function.
Even AI's getting astrological. Listen, oh, man. Yeah. People need to get onto this.
You've got some really cool functions in there. I mean, in the settings function, there's also a spin the cosmic wheel, which is a fun thing to play with your friends and family. We're asking some like a little bit more in-depth conversation starters and things like that. Not always cosmically charged, which is fun. We've got the events obviously up and down the country week on week. They're all over the place, you know, and if you don't see your city, drop us an email, drop us a message on Instagram, and let us know where you are, and we'll see if we can come to you.
So people can also get you on Instagram. What's the Instagram?
we're Cosmic Universe on Instagram.
Cosmic Universe, people, on, that's it. So in Instagram, go get the Instagram. So you're on social media. Are you on other social? Are you like TikTok?
We're on Facebook as well.
Facebook as well.
You can also see us on YouTube. We've got a YouTube as well.
You are joking me.
We've got a dating series on YouTube where we put singles together and got in the mix. It is so much fun. They're like little 20-30 minute like series that you can watch. So nothing too intense, but really interesting to watch people actually physically doing. Yeah, it's great fun. Love Island, eat your heart out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
we got it.
This is the one. It's all about, listen, man, because it's got that psycho spiritual, so it's adding meaning. It's not just, oh, she looks good, he looks good. That's nice. We all know that that's good. Of course, we are attracted to people, and we, you know, it's all a part of the chemistry, right? But we want something long lasting. We want something in depth, right? And this is where Cosmic Universe, Cosmic Fusion really comes in. This is people, you, for those of you who are single, this is how I'm going to picture Cosmic Universe, Cosmic Fusion for you. You've come to a cliff, or you've come to a hill, and you wanted to get to the other side, and there's been no bridge. This is the bridge builder. Cosmic Universe has provided you a bridge for you to pass from single to dating, right? And meaningful, right? Okay, not just some temporary thing, you know. Listen, get on it, download the app, and get with it, people. Listen, I'm so excited about this. I'm so thankful for having you here on the show. And like I said, it's our show now. So it is what it is. It's not just Israel. It's Israel and Lissy. Yeah.
When Israel lets me. Like.
So, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. No, looking forward to the events. I'm going to be coming. I'm coming. I can't wait to come. And like you said, so 2026, obviously, you're looking to obviously broaden and look to go to other places. Dubai is on the list, I take it.
We are really, really serious about Dubai. We've got a huge following of the app in Dubai.
In Dubai, wow.
And in the States, I mean, LA, places like that.
Surprised
by that.
Yeah.
But we are... We're planning on world domination, baby.
World domination. I might have to be your plug in Africa, somewhere like Nigeria, like where my native people are from. I'm going to have to... Nigeria, listen, man, all you singles, no more. Like, you know, we're getting into this. Get the app. Yeah. Cosmic Fusion.
The people that are behind it, we all believe the same thing, which is what's really nice. It's not like some apps and some sort of dating companies that are like, oh, well, we're just going to set this up and this is this. Exactly. We are all very astrologically minded. We all believe in the cause, but also like we're big, like I love, you know.
Most definitely.
Being Cupid is like my favorite thing about me, you know. When people ask me about myself, the most interesting thing that I can tell people is what I do for a living and
wonderful.
I think that's it. There's humans behind it that are all loving it, and we're putting every waking hour in, which is so important. You know, this isn't just like a business venture. We actually want to build a community of people that are loving the same thing, and you know, people that are new to it and have suddenly had like a cosmic awakening, which is really cool. So,
right,
you know, and then we listen to here and all the other
things. Yeah,
it's cool.
It's gonna be amazing. Listen, people, like we said, we've got the new moon in Virgo taking place on the 21st of September. For those of you who are listening to this, again, just take on board that this is like a clearing phase. It's the last new moon before the autumn equinox, right? And the autumn equinox ushers a new beginning, a new season, a new cycle also as well. So it's a very, very pivotal time of the year, right? It's also, the word equinox also means equal day, equal night, right? Because it's the time, especially for us in certain northern hemispheres, where we have equal days, you know, 12 hours day, 12 hours night. So that's also the equinox. So hence why it brings in or ushers in the season of Libra, the balance, the scales, right? the relationships which we're coming into. So I think this is a really, really, really pivotal time of the year for people who are single and for your chance to get on that bridge, on that cosmic universe bridge over, so that we get you. Listen, I want to see 12 months from now, 24 months from now, people inviting us to your weddings, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Due to Cosmic Universe, Cosmic Fusion. So go and download the app Cosmic Fusion and yeah, you'll be well on your way. Okay. Listen, Lissy, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been
every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. UK time. Okay. So I'll be making sure that you're tuning in. Lissy, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank Cosmic Universe. Go get the app ASAP, welcome people. And you will be hearing from us again within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Listen, stay tuned. Welcome on that note, people, lounge. Listen, I'm Israella Josie. I've been joined here by Lissy from Cosmic Universe, and we are out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hear me.